G'day, my name is Anthony Patch, and this is another edition of Pulse. We examine the geopolitical environment as well as the economic environment. And today I would like to discuss the U.S. membership in BRICS. This is something that is not widely known. It is not typically presented in the mainstream media, even the alternative. So I'd like to present that to you, how it is that the U.S. is already a member of BRICS. This really is specific to the technology that has been fully developed, fully tested, and the proof of concept has been proven between the United States, European countries, and most notably, all of the countries, not just those that are presently in BRICS, but those that are seeking BRICS membership as well, which ultimately will entail all countries globally. All countries will be members of BRICS. So I'd like to share with you some of the primary motivating factors for the acceleration in the development of BRICS. And BRICS, of course, is meeting today. They began their summit in Kazan, Russia yesterday, the 22nd. Today's the 23rd of October. They will continue and conclude tomorrow on Thursday, the 24th. Prior to the conclusion, I'd like to give you some background, and then perhaps on Friday, we will produce another edition of Pulse for YouTube. So one of the primary motivating factors, of course, is the U.S. dollar and its status as the reserve currency for the settlement of cross-border transactions. This is handled through SWIFT, which is the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. In short, SWIFT is being bypassed. That's one of the primary accelerators in the coming together of nations within BRICS, is to move away from SWIFT, which is dollar denominated, therefore dollar dominated, and moving away from the dollar. And in close conjunction with the issue of SWIFT handling the settlement of cross-border transactions in dollars is the fact that the dollar is utilized for the imposition by the U.S. government of sanctions. As you can well appreciate, many countries, including Russia, the Russian Federation, have been heavily sanctioned. And politically, but also economically, this is a huge motivating factor to move away from the dollar, the de-dollarization movement, and hence bypassing SWIFT. SWIFT is already being replaced by two things. There are countries that are already agreeing to use their own individual sovereign currencies for cross-border international trade. Saudi Arabia and China, for example. China has been purchasing oil from Saudi Arabia, and they have been settling that cross-border transaction in their relative sovereign currencies, okay? This bypasses SWIFT. The dollar is not used to settle the transaction. Therefore, the stage has already been set for this type of activity to occur. So SWIFT is being bypassed already. It is being rendered irrelevant and therefore obsolete, being replaced by the Bank for International Settlements, which has already been in existence, but now is taking on a central role within BRICS. So when you think of BRICS, think of the Bank for International Settlements, and the BIS is no longer using the US dollar going forward, but they will be using a BRICS token known as UNIT, UNIT. Now, in certain circumstances, you could consider UNIT to be a cryptocurrency, but more specifically, it is a cryptocurrency for the settlement of transactions between sovereign nations and multinational corporations. Unit derives its inherent value in terms of it being based on an asset, and that asset is primarily gold. 40% of the unit value is based on gold. 60% is based upon the value of a basket of global, international, individual, sovereign nation, central bank, digital currencies. So a basket of cryptocurrencies from countries around the world, those cryptocurrencies have slightly varying values because those cryptocurrencies likewise are asset-based, as is unit in the BIS. Think of the unit at the top of an organizational chart with the BIS. At the bottom of the organizational chart are all the countries of the world, including the United States. Each has its own particular sovereign cryptocurrency. Each of those is based upon gold and other tangible assets. These are asset-based cryptocurrencies. Probably the best example that is similar but not identical, it would be stablecoin in today's environment of cryptocurrencies that are utilized by individuals and investors. At any rate, you have slightly different valuations of sovereign cryptocurrencies that are then combined. They refer to it as putting them in a basket of currencies. And these are then averaged out, and that average value of those sovereign cryptocurrencies are utilized to comprise 60% of the value of the BIS unit. The unit is used on a wholesale basis. It doesn't reach down to individuals for retail transactions. This is a wholesale cryptocurrency or central bank digital currency. If you look this up, it is referred to as a WCBDC. It is a small W and then the capitalized acronym Central Bank Digital Currency. So little w and then capitalized CBDC. And look up unit, look up BIS, and you can get more background on that. Now, we have gone ahead here in our own private platform, accessible through anthonypatch.com. This is not on our YouTube channel. For over 5 years and some 900 live streams, we have been providing information that we're not at liberty to share due to community standards that we abide by here on YouTube. But we are utilizing Pulse to make you aware of our private platform. In that environment, we also publish, since June of 2017, our monthly magazine entitled Entangled. We cover economics, biology, genetics. We cover geopolitical events. We also cover particle physics, quantum mechanics, quantum computing, artificial intelligence. And we do this through a biblical perspective. Okay? So what I'm suggesting to you is if you go to anthonypatch.com, you can subscribe. This is a private platform for live streaming and publication of our magazine. So we ask people to subscribe. And you then have access to all of the archives of our magazine going back to June of 2017. Also, all of the archives of our live streams, nearly 900 of those, 3 times a week for 2 hours on average on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursdays. My wife and I, Kathleen and I, produce live streams with you. We also make available personal one-on-one Skype calls or cell phone calls where we can personally meet with you one-on-one and discuss topics of interest to you. So that is also available through anthonypatch.com. Now, that sounds like an infomercial, but I'm trying to explain that we have a platform outside of YouTube that provides a much deeper explanation of what I'm just briefly introducing to you today, which we have done in past editions of Pulse, our geopolitical platform. So I try to keep these to about 30 minutes, but through anthonypatch.com, there's a lot more research. In the September edition of our Entangled magazine, we devoted that entire edition to BRICS and give you all of the details, all of the background, including what I want to launch into right now. And that is the statement that I made. The title of today's Pulse is U.S. membership in BRICS. I'll take you to that September edition and I'll just read you briefly an excerpt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, through its New York Innovation Center and Regulated Liability Network, is an observing member of the Project M-Bridge Ledger. Okay, I'm reading from their website, from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Project M-Bridge Ledger, I'll define that, okay? This is the Bank for International Settlements distributed ledger system. It is a cryptocurrency system. I mentioned individual countries with their own sovereign cryptocurrencies. Those cryptocurrencies participate in Project M-Bridge Ledger. Those individual cryptocurrencies communicate to the Bank for International Settlements through tokenized transaction data represented by the token unit, UNIT, from the BIS. Project M-Bridge Ledger from the BIS functions as the software in the blockchain environment for the communication of transaction data between the central banks of sovereign nations and the Bank for International Settlements, which is BRICS. Okay? Again, I'll read from the press release from the Federal Reserve. Research study examines feasibility of theoretical payments system designed to facilitate and settle digital asset transactions. Again, that's from the Federal Reserve of New York. Here is Project M-Bridge interoperability, again from the Fed. Interoperability with participants' own systems is supported by APIs based on the global ISO 20022 messaging standard for financial information to allow participants to easily connect and integrate into these compatible payment systems. For commercial banks, cross-border payments and foreign exchange transactions are conducted through the interaction between their core banking systems and their M-Bridge back end. For central banks, CBDC issuance and redemption operations are supported by the integration of M-Bridge into domestic payment systems. Okay. The Bank for International Settlements, established in 1930, is owned by 63 central banks, including the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System of the United States, representing countries from around the world that together account for about 95% of the world GDP. Okay? So, here is a point of connection between the BIS and the Federal Reserve and BRICS. BRICS is utilizing the BIS M-Bridge Ledger system for all members of BRICS to communicate their central banks from their individual countries to BRICS. Okay, BRICS is the BIS. The BIS is BRICS. The Federal Reserve, since 1930, has been a member, a participant in the BIS. Okay? That's one point of connection. As of August of 2024, the observing members to Project Enbridge includes the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. There are also now more than 31 observing members. In conjunction with the BIS, the BRICS organization has established a BRICS Bridge digital currency platform to support trade with local currencies. Known as the BRICS Project Enbridge Ledger, this multi-sided payment platform connects member states' financial systems using payment gateways for settlements in central bank digital currencies. Okay. Let's define observer status. Again, this is outlined in more detail in the September edition of Entangled Magazine. We began with our intense examination of the status and the components of the global economy. In January of 2023, we examined from the Bank for International Settlements the BIS report that was published in December of 2022. In January 2023, in Entangled Magazine, we presented the significant excerpts from the BIS report specific to derivatives. The bottom line is the BIS stated with evidence that there is no tracking of derivatives in terms of ledgers, in terms of accounting books. Most of the world's derivatives are unaccounted for. Therefore, the inability to determine the actual quantity and value of derivatives in the global marketplace. Okay, that was in January 2023. In March of 2023, we explained a program with the European Central Banks known as the Big Bang Cutover Migration. This is where the European Central Banks switched from the Bank for International Settlements, call it an analog system of financial telecommunications, communicating transaction data through SWIFT, call it analog, they switched over in their cutover migration to a purely digital tokenized system of banking financial telecommunications. That was in March of 2023. Again, in our magazine, we outlined all of that and explained all of that. I'll try to summarize what I just said. The issue here is the United States Federal Reserve, in the existing dollar-denominated system of settling cross-border transactions, the United States Federal Reserve set monetary policy, always has set monetary policy for European central banks. And virtually all countries that were utilizing the dollar as reserve currency, likewise, they experienced this setting of monetary policy by the United States Federal Reserve. Countries want to do away with that relationship with the Federal Reserve, hence setting their own monetary policy. BRICS is setting the monetary policy for the world through this membership organization, bypassing the U.S. Federal Reserve and its role in setting monetary policy in the existing financial system. Let me give you some perspective on this. This movement by European central banks to a digital tokenized system of communicating financial transaction data was done in conjunction with the Federal Reserve. Again, we outline this in the magazine, but briefly, the United States Federal Reserve participated with the European central banks because the Federal Reserve was still setting monetary policy for the European banks. And in that setting of policy was this movement towards central bank digital currencies, which included the Federal Reserve's FedNow program and its CBDC. So the U.S. has been participating in the migration to a blockchain financial system. What is presented in the public arena, in the media, is this whole dynamic of de-dollarization, the painting the picture of the U.S. dollar as the villain, therefore the Federal Reserve, therefore the U.S. government as the villain, in opposition to countries by imposing sanctions, dictating monetary policy, restricting the availability of dollars in the marketplace, and so forth and so on. It should be appreciated that that is propaganda. That is simply for public consumption. The Federal Reserve has been part of BRICS from the beginning. When I say that, I mean the technological side, the hardware, the software, the creation of blockchain, the creation of distributed ledger, decentralized. It was not the cryptocurrency movement, the DeFi, the decentralized financial movement outside of the existing banking system that created blockchain. It was the banking system itself creating blockchain, creating the notion of decentralization, and the advent in the public arena of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and so forth. It's often been said that the banks have lagged behind the development of decentralized financial transactions through cryptocurrencies, when in fact the exact opposite is the case. BRICS is indicative of that, that the banking system has designed its own replacement from the beginning. It is not in reaction to the development of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and so forth. Those were systems to develop the infrastructure known as blockchain. This was, let's put it this way, this was to bring investors in and the public in and investment firms in to do the heavy lifting, to build the blockchain infrastructure for the banking system. Now, shifting away from those existing cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc., those will all be rendered obsolete. They are irrelevant in the BRICS environment. They will not participate in the new economy, what I'm calling as the new paradigm of an asset-based economy. This, of course, means the existing system, which is a debt-based global economy, is rendered obsolete. It becomes irrelevant. This is also known as the global reset. I mentioned derivatives. Derivatives, somewhere the valuation is placed between $1 and $4 quadrillion. It represents, in a nutshell, debts that can never be paid off. This is by design. Ever since the Bretton Woods Agreement and setting the dollar as the reserve currency, the global economic system, the paradigm of that system, has been a debt-based economy. When that was first initiated, the exit strategy was, we'll run up all of these deficits and they will never be paid off. They will be forgiven. This is the reset out of the World Economic Forum that you've heard so much about. This is all debts being rendered to zero. But the opposite side of that coin is that all assets go to zero, because the assets in a debt-based paradigm are assets that derive their value from debt instruments, hence derivatives. All of that is designed as an exit strategy to collapse to zero, including assets. Then a new system comes in that is based on tangible assets. This is what BRICS is all about. The switch from one paradigm to the other is the taking down of the communication system, which is the internet and the World Wide Web. I call this the flipping of the switch event. The world goes dark. You see, the existing financial system only exists within the internet telecommunication system. When you turn off that system, you no longer have a debt-based global economy. Everything collapses to zero because there's no telecommunication system that is operating. Then the new system, this is Internet 3.0, the semantic web, goes live. And with that, you now have this new BRICS system utilizing the Bank for International Settlements, M-Bridge, distributed ledger system, utilizing the unit token as a wholesale CBDC for communication between the Bank for International Settlements and the CBDCs of individual sovereign nations. That's the new system. And all of those cryptocurrencies, unit and sovereign, are based on tangible assets, predominantly gold. An entirely new system. Okay? That's what BRICS is all about. BRICS has been meeting prior to yesterday, Tuesday, in working groups. Some 200 meetings took place over the preceding weeks leading up to yesterday's start of the summit. Presently, the member states in BRICS, their trade amounts to some $60 trillion, denominated for now in US dollars. Their trade amounts to $60 trillion in value, which is significantly greater than the combined value of trade amongst the G7s. This represents about 37.4% of the global trade by BRICS members, current members, as compared to G7, 29.3% of the G7 trade. The rate of growth in BRICS is 4% per annum versus the G7 at 1.7. BRICS' dominant key markets that they're focused on are energy, metals, and food. Again, just giving you the highlights, trying to keep this video as brief as I can. Again, no one cryptocurrency from any one nation, including China, has more weight than any other cryptocurrency. It's limited to 30%, its so-called weight, its value in terms of gold. Okay? Okay, so I was talking about cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and Bitcoin and et cetera, and I made the claim that they will be rendered obsolete and that they will then be irrelevant in the BRICS paradigm of an asset-based global economy. The present cryptocurrencies are dependent upon the US dollar. They are denominated in the US dollar. From the technical side, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of those are not designed to interface with the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, and their M-Bridge ledger system. Let me put it differently. The blockchain environment of the existing cryptocurrencies does not interface with the blockchain environment of MBridge distributed ledger system, utilizing the unit as a wholesale CBDC that interfaces with the individual sovereign currencies, CBDC currencies of individual countries. Nowhere in there is found Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just reporting on the structure of the coming new asset-based global financial system. Okay? So that gives you a glimpse sort of behind the curtain, as I like to say, but just as the final comments. You can go to our Entangled magazine and you will find at least 8 individual monthly issues devoted to financial information that all gives you the building blocks to the present BRICS movement. It explains the old paradigm of the debt-based system, and it explains the new paradigm of an asset system, especially the September issue of Entangled magazine through anthonypatch.com. I'll emphasize the U.S. role. The Federal Reserve, going back 2 years ago, this is from July 6th of 2023, press release from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Research study examines feasibility of theoretical payment system designed to facilitate and settle digital asset transactions. I read that from our magazine already, but let me read. Now that you have the background, now that you have some of the verbiage, some of these things will be familiar. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's New York Innovation Center, in collaboration with members of the U.S. financial services sector, published the findings of a proof of concept that explored the feasibility of an interoperable network for wholesale payments operating on a shared multi-entity distributed ledger. The research project, undertaken jointly with private sector organizations, experimented with the concept of a regulated liability network, a theoretical payment infrastructure designed to support the exchange and settlement of regulated digital assets. Domestic interbank payments. So they were testing the wholesale CBDC within the Federal Reserve and domestic retail banks. Okay, so banks using a CBDC with the Federal Reserve's CBDC, a CBDC created by the Federal Reserve, distributed to retail banks so that they could communicate transaction data. Let's go to the cross-border payment section, and I'll read it straight from their press release. It's very short. Cross-border payments in U.S. dollars. Now, it says U.S. dollars, but appreciate the U.S. dollar is obsolete. The U.S. dollar is being replaced by BRICS Pay. And that is the Bank for International Settlements retail level cryptocurrency. It is not Bitcoin, Ethereum, or any other. The BIS has created a cryptocurrency that you cannot invest in. It only exists within the banking system of the BIS and the central banks of individual countries. Okay? That's called BRICS Pay. It's for individuals to go to the grocery store, whatever they're doing at the retail level, and buying and selling. It generates a QR code. It is a cryptocurrency operating in the blockchain system of the BIS through their MBridge distributed ledger system, which is apart from the blockchain system that other cryptocurrencies are using today but will be rendered obsolete. So when Federal Reserve talks about U.S. dollars, replace dollar with BRICS Pay. Replace it in the wholesale environment with the BIS wholesale CBDC, which is unit. Okay, so you have unit between banks, wholesale, and this the BIS BRICS Pay for individuals to participate in this blockchain environment. The dollar is gone. What this 2023 press release is simply saying, this is a system that is using the US dollar. But you can appreciate, now that I've explained all this, that you can take from the press release US dollar and replace it with UNIT, the wholesale CBDC of the BIS, and BRICS Pay for retail transactions. None of this includes the dollar. The system was tested, the proof of concept was tested by the Federal Reserve using the existing system, which is based on the dollar. But this is all meant to be utilized as a distributed ledger, blockchain, hardware, software system that does not require the use of the US dollar to function, to operate. Okay? So now with all that, let me read this. Cross-border payments in US dollars. This use case focused on cross-border US dollar wholesale payments and explored the potential of the concept to enhance the experience of global users of US dollars as an international trade and settlement currency. Now, take the dollar out, put in UNIT. That is the wholesale CBDC created by the Bank for International Settlements for BRICS. Okay? What I'm saying here is this has already all been tested. The hardware software, again, simplifying this, hardware software of all of this has been tested with the Bank for International Settlements, with the European Central Banks, with the member states that exist in BRICS today, and the prospective members of BRICS. All of this has already been tested between the central banks of the world. By design, the exit strategy was to use the dollar, participate in a debt-based system of deficit spending, with the known exit strategy, the goal of rendering all debts to zero and shifting from an analog debt-based economy to a asset-based digital economy, all by design, okay? So the US has been participating in this ever since the debt-based economy was first designed. Okay. Proof of concept, key findings, and we're almost done here. Technical. The technical work stream validated that the proposed architecture was able to deliver the benefits of settlement finality, a common source of truth, standard transaction data, and privacy for all participants on the network. The system demonstrated programmability through smart contracts that could enable efficient liquidity management, including a theoretical wholesale CBDC and commercial bank deposit tokens on the same platform enabled a shared ledger to settle payment transactions simultaneously and in near real time. Business. The global economy relies on the US dollar as international currency of choice for remittances, trade, and financial settlements. The business workstream concluded that the network has the potential to deliver improvements in the processing of wholesale payments due to its ability to synchronize US dollar denominated payments and facilitate settlement on a near real-time 24 hours a day, 7 days a week basis. The working group recommended the exploration of the design space, including alternative models and technologies that were out of scope of the proof of concept, but could offer similar improvements for wholesale payments and settlements. Okay, let's wrap this up. This press release, of course, is focused on the dollar, and it is focused on U.S. domestic banking. That's why I prefaced that press release by stating the Federal Reserve sets monetary policy on the international arena, in the international marketplace. Should the U.S. not participate in this new movement to an asset-based global economy and choose not to participate in the blockchain system of that new economy and not provide the interoperability of a Federal Reserve central bank digital currency with the digital currencies of the rest of the world, meaning the other central bank CBDCs, the U.S. would be isolated from the new financial system. Logic says no. The Federal Reserve, the U.S., is not going to be standalone, is not going to be isolated from the new economy. Therefore, the U.S. Federal Reserve, through their proof of concept with their wholesale CBDC, not only proved that the concept was valid domestically, but internationally. And as I read earlier from the Federal Reserve's website, the U.S. Federal Reserve is an observer member of BRICS. I don't have to make this up, but I'm sharing this with you so that you know what it means in terms of the significance of this summit this week. There are those that say, oh, doing away with the dollar, the de-dollarization is going to take years, 10 years, all the way out 30 years. Understand that these things happen overnight. The overnight is taking down the internet, World Wide Web, in order to achieve the goal of doing away with all debt and all existing assets, to zero out. This is called the Great Reset, as put forth by the World Economic Forum, a designed for exit strategy to eliminate all the debts, which explains why countries have been so free, especially the United States, which is the largest debtor nation on the planet, why they've been so free to run up their deficit spending beyond their budgets. It's because they knew none of the debts were ever intended to be repaid. So you need a reset, which is by triggering the takedown of the internet. It goes dark. You lose all of that data from the previous debt system. And now you bring in a new asset system when the internet goes live again as Internet 3.0. It's very straightforward. But this is not years out in the future. This is imminent. Okay? From a biblical perspective, this is the Mark of the Beast system. You must have the Mark of the Beast to access this new economic system, which is purely digital. We outline off of YouTube what the Mark of the Beast is, how it is delivered to people. We can't talk about it here. But I can say that from Revelation, that you are probably familiar enough with the Bible to have heard of, in Revelation, there is a beast system, and that the beast suffers a mortal wound to the head. That head is the blockchain system. The mortal wound is turning off the internet. And then the beast that suffers the mortal wound, it is described as in a miraculous fashion, is resurrected, survives the mortal wound, is alive. This is the internet being turned back on as Internet 3.0, and the blockchain system, the head, recovers from this mortal wound. Again, the wound is the internet is turned off. This brings in the new economy and is the advent of the rise to power of the Antichrist. So I won't go deeper into that. Join us through anthonypatch.com, where we do, in our own private live stream, environment, we can talk more freely about this. I don't have a problem with the community standards on YouTube. They can set their standards, we abide by them, but we provide a workaround on our own platform. Thank you for your time in listening to this reporting. It is evidence-based, it is factual, it is citing sources, it is not conjecture. Okay, so thank you. And perhaps Friday we will publish another edition of Pulse. God bless you all.